The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. Memorial Day. I love these days. Harley.
Yeah, Memorial Day is an important one for us. And I think all of us are really, really, really ready with this, for this coronavirus nonsense to be over with as soon as possible, because this doesn't look like Memorial Day. You've got people who drive by in slow convoys while they see collections of veterans and families who've lost people who are gathered under an American flag like they did on Long Island, that sort of thing. And they walk, they drive by. They had some young people who walked up to within about 6 feet of some old veterans who were sitting, you know, almost teary-eyed. But the girls and these young boys and girls, they couldn't come over and give them a hug like they normally would or shake their hand.
I know.
You know, it's just awful.
It's
there were 37,000 American flags we usually place on the Boston Common, right, on this day. This year, just 1,000. Why? They didn't want people to get too close to each other planting those little flags.
It's just astonishing.
It's awful. But at the same time, we don't want to forget what it's really about. It's not about the virus. It's about all those people who've died, you know, for freedom in this country.
I know. Harley, I'm doing a little bit of work on this distancing thing, and my understanding is this actually came from the 1930s and 40s, a 3 to 6 foot rule. You see, this is astonishing. And all of it has been shown to be wrong. And hospital infection control experts believe the rule. It's just like the flat earth theory. But it's become holy writ now. Anyway, I'm doing some work on this. It's got to be identified, which can't go on the way we are.
Well, we can't. That's true. I mean, and, you know, they started off saying 3 to 6 feet. That quickly became 6 feet. Now that's the mantra.
Yeah, absolutely. Tell us about the rat problem.
Well, again, this is all part of the virus in a way. We have a big problem with rats and getting bigger, and I'm not talking about the politicians this time. The coronavirus quarantines shut down most restaurants, which means rats have been going hungry. There's no leftovers for them to get to in the garbage.
Yes.
So now the CDC is saying rats may exhibit unusual or aggressive behavior because of it. And if the restaurant next door is closed, the rats may come into the house or the apartment looking for food.
Absolutely. Well, what do you do, Harley? You put a saddle on them. They're so big. You put a saddle on them and you ride them away into the distance. Good on you, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow. We love him.